free college tuition was one rally cry of the Bernie Sanders 2016 presidential campaign. It drew accusations from the Vermont senator's critics that he's a radical and ardent backing from his supporters. But in Florida, at a recent Democrat gubernatorial candidate forum, the idea had majority candidate support. And that begs the question, could the free tuition concept be going mainstream? Three of the four candidates vying for the governor's mansion want Florida's students to go to school without compiling debt. They just have to be willing to work in the state following graduation. Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum wants to use his plan to remedy state shortages in fields like nursing and teaching.
What we proposed is a one-for-one. If you want to go into the teaching environment in this state, and you've got an interest in doing so, but yet you are drowning under debt, we will pay your debt if you give us 4 years teaching in the state of Florida.
Orlando businessman Chris King wants free tuition to community college and trade schools. He calls his vision for a plan one of the biggest ideas that stands to change the state.
Florida leads the nation in locking people up. And we are spending hundreds of millions of dollars that I believe could be used towards public education and free community college and trade school.
King has an idea for how he would fund the program. His plan involves decreasing Florida's prison population by 50%. King says he would use what he figures would be the resulting $1 billion in savings. Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine says he would do everything in his power to usher in a system that puts less strain on students.
I believe if you're on Team Florida and you are a Floridian and you want to go to one of our colleges and your parents can't afford it, and you will commit to working in our state after you graduate, you should go to college debt-free.
At the candidate forum, former Congresswoman Gwen Graham did not go all in on free tuition, but pledged her support to the college system. The Dem candidate's calls for rethinking the system come at a time when adjunct faculty from colleges across the state are asking for reform. Some stakeholders say there are more part-time faculty than ever compared to those who are tenured. Christian Schlereth is an adjunct professor at three schools, Public Miami-Dade College and Private University of Miami and Barry University. He's part of an organization called Faculty Forward, advocating for professors who are in the same boat he is.
But when an older faculty member retires, and this is at all three institutions, that it is more cost effective to hire two or three part-time professors to take up that teaching load than it is to hire a full-time faculty member.
Schlereth received his PhD from University of Miami in 2014. He was surprised at how infertile Florida's ground is for professors. He says about 80% of professors at Miami-Dade College are there on a contingent or adjunct basis.
When I decided to go to graduate school for sociology and to see it all the way through to a doctoral program, I did not expect that I would be just a contingent part-time faculty member at three institutions.
Schlereth says it's all an effort to cut costs. He adds the system has been squeezed by less than adequate funding by the legislature.
Because then you don't have to pay for unemployment insurance for them. You don't have to pay for retirement plans. And you don't have to cover their health insurance.
And he's even picked up another job on the side.
So now to supplement my formerly supplemental income, I 10-bar part-time on the side.
So, the idea of free tuition would surely benefit Schlereth's students. But how will it benefit those teaching them?
If you have more students attending colleges and taking college courses, that means you're going to need more faculty members. And so that's how it would end up benefiting the faculty overall, as well as the adjunct faculty. We are paid per class as adjuncts. So that means that, for instance, Miami-Dade College has to offer more courses.
Schlereth says if he were to vote right now, Andrew Gillum would be his first choice for governor. The college climate has seen a push for the formation of unions at institutions like Hillsborough College, Broward College, and the University of South Florida. Angela Edwards Luckett is an adjunct professor of world religions at St. Petersburg College's Tarpon Springs campus. She recently traveled to the Capitol with the Poor People's Campaign to make her case.
And I'm here to say today that we need to all join together and get this union pushing because we deserve a living wage.
The Service Employees International Union, Faculty Forward's parent organization, says about 54,000 adjunct and other faculty on more than 60 campuses have unionized across the country. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.